Dr. Simone Gold, Squarespace shuts down America's frontline doctors website. By Lucas Nolan on July 28, 2020. Website hosting provider Squarespace has shut down the website of the group America's Frontline Doctors following a press conference they held in Washington, D.C., according to Dr. Simone Gold. According to a screenshot posted by Gold, the web hosting service shut down the group's website for activity that's false, fraudulent, inaccurate or deceiving. Breitbart News recently reported that the Masters of the Universe quickly censored a live stream published by Breitbart News of a press conference held in Washington, D.C. by the group America's Frontline Doctors and organized and sponsored by the Tea Party Patriots. Representative Ralph Norman, RSC, was featured at the event, and doctors at the event shared their views on the coronavirus pandemic and the medical community's treatment of the virus. Footage of the live stream on Periscope, Twitter's live streaming platform, had generated 1 million views before being removed by the site. Footage on Facebook had accumulated over 17 million views within 8 hours and had 185,000 concurrent viewers at the time it was streamed. On YouTube, a clip from the event received 80,000 views before being removed by the platform for violating YouTube's community guidelines. Now, the founder of America's Frontline Doctors, Dr. Simone Gold, stated in a recent tweet, "Our website host at Squarespace has just completely and arbitrarily shut down our website, claiming a violation of their terms of service." Gold included a screenshot of an email sent by Squarespace in which the hosting provider stated that the group's site was in violation of Section 3.1 of our acceptable use policy regarding activity that's false, fraudulent, inaccurate or deceiving. The email further notes that the provider reserves the right to suspend the organization's account at any time for any reason. Since the site has been taken down, multiple Twitter users have offered to rehost the group's website. Breitbart News will continue to report on this issue as more information becomes available.